This is part two, where we continue to talk to Mr. Prajit.
Yeah, your story was really incredible to hear. Like, it was, I think, like, what amazed me the most is how much positivity you have. Like, that just really amazed me. It was so inspiring to see, like, wow, like, you were like, I'll never give up. I'll always push forward, no matter what happens to me, you know, I'll push forward, I'll get to this, like, it's so much positivity. And I was like, that's amazing, because you need to have that if you want to, you know, come over.
Absolutely. You should see whenever I should say, everybody will ask me, Prajit, well, I have a nickname, Jay. So some ask me, Jay, how do you build up this confidence? See, I'll say always that, see, I am in heaven, I should say. I have seen worst to worst situation in my life. I have gone down to the earth level, I should say. There are many people living in bitter conditions that I can't even think about or dream about. I have a family now. I have a house to live in. I have my friends. I have a car to drive out. I have everything by the grace of God. But see, there are situations. There are bitter bits. In thinking about that, my confidence, I boost up my confidence. So I always think in that level. That is one main situation which I could gain strength. If at all I feel something down for myself, I go out, I meet up somebody who is in bitter situation that what I am there. So after meeting them, after having a conversation with them, I become happy. I come back. So coming back to my topic, and after that, we started the Divyang Foundation Trust for us. That is for the upliftment for the disabled people across the globe. It is not for India alone. So we will help people across the globe. So after that, we could always, it is my family and friends in that trust as trustees. So this is the third year. We are completing third year this April 1st of the launch of that trust, and we could reach to many. As you know, that we had a very bad flood in India for the last 2-3 years. So in that situation, my eyes was on for people who are sitting in wheelchair and who are disabled, who are stuck behind the walls during this pandemic and flood situations. So I went for mostly ladies and children, not for men. So because what I came to know was that one of my friend who was there in wheelchair, she called me and said that, bro, my house is sunk in the flood, and I have to move out to this shelter home. So there, the situation is like everybody is staying together. My situation is like I can't go to a washroom alone. Nobody is there. My wheelchair won't go out. So do you have a facility wherein people like us can shelter ourselves in such situations? So when I inquired to the government and all, there was not even one shelter home in Kerala. So which we are planning to build up now. I think 2-3 has come up with even the IPM, some palliative care has built up some. I have even brought this in public medias also, that this is the situation. So I wanted to go helping girls and women and children who are suffering during this flood. So we could reach to many. And after that, I thought, see, one of the main conference, I'm there in a couple of groups, disability groups. And there I could see people asking for money for recharges. So what I asked them is that he's a paraplegic, not a quadriplegic like me. He's much more healthier. He's much more capable than what I am. So I called him up. I asked him, why are you begging for money in the group? What is your situation? So he said, see, I have climbed in the tree for plucking up mangoes, for making pickles for a film star, and I happened to it happened that I met with an accident from the tree, and I had a spinal injury. I'm a paraplegic. I said, you can move your hands, fingers, everything. Can you hold something? He said, I'm perfectly all right. I have a problem in walking alone. I don't have anything. So I said, why don't you make a use of your accident? You make some 20 jars of pickles for me, and I'll make sure that I distribute it with my friends, and I'll get you the money for recharge. So I did that. And unfortunately, maybe for a couple of months he was continuing, but nowadays I came to know he's not doing that. So I wanted, I thought that there are people, there are many like that. And the only confidence which I can build, among people who are differently abled or disabled, whatever you call it, behind the walls to come out, is that they need money in their pocket of their own. They need to have something. And it's not like you should contribute or you should donate something and you should give educate a habit of spoon feeding, so that which will obviously feel like you will get spoon feeded and you'll be relaxed and you'll always make use of that. So I don't want to do, I never wanted to do that. I wanted people to work something, make use of their whatever abilities which they have, and earn something of their own. Maybe 1,000 rupees is enough. A $10 is enough for recharging and whatever it may be. And that's how I thought of starting a retail outlet for myself, which is again 10 kilometers away from home. There, the company was asking me for telecallers. So I thought, why can't people sitting in wheelchair who is having a mobile do the telecalling? So I urged almost 10 people sitting in wheelchair to do telecalling on a work from home basis. And I could earn them 3,000 rupees from whatever which I'm getting as profit. I used to give them 50% of my profit, but that didn't work out well because most of the people just retrieved from that, because after I was happy retrieving from this, because it was there. They understood they have the capability and I was utilizing them. Okay. So I wanted them to understand their ability, and they should demand for their ability to others. I should not be given 3,000 rupees for what I am working for you. I should be given minimum 10,000 rupees or 15,000 rupees for what I should work. I wanted them to move out, and they are working somewhere else with a better salary now, which I am happy for. And I thought, professionally, I should start something wherein I could earn something, as well as I could give jobs for people who are differently abled. There, that was where I started that firm Marga, MAARGAA. You can just Google and see www.maargaa, marga.com. It's Marga, as in Sanskrit, is the way. We show a way for people who are behind the walls. That is the word Marga.
Oh, okay. And we were wondering what that meant.
Yeah. So, yeah. And now it's functioning fine. Not much we could employ. I thought I will not employ anybody on a commission basis. I will employ people. I have one of my cousin also working along with me, and we will speak to the employer, and we will play the role of an mediator. There are some psychological issues in between them, because the expectation of the employer from the employee would be different, and the expectation of the employee from the employer would be different. So we play a role as a mediator in between, understand, make them understand that this is the expectation from them. Will you be able to do that? We make the employer understand that this is his physical situation. You should understand that the work should be, timings should be flexible. You should not give him any targets as such. But your work, this thing, you can schedule something for a day. You can do everything. You ensure that whatever you are expecting from that employer and whatever you are giving to that employee is met, without a time, I mean, without giving him putting him in a pressurized situation. So we are employing as in an average of 4 people a month nowadays. And unfortunately, we have very limited people who speaks English well in Kerala. That was one situation. So there are, if you see, ask me, 60% of the people who are injured or are disabled is undergraduate. So I'll have to think about, I'm planning to start something, because most of them are skilled in such a way, they are good in handcrafts, they are good in something else rather than working. So I thought we'll start something, a platform wherein they can sell their products. Somebody should go and pick up the products from them, as in we sell in Amazon and Flipkart. So that is going on. That is something which is going on now. I think I have taken so much of time of yours. I would appreciate if you can just shoot me some questions from your end.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was very interesting to hear your story, and like all the topics we wanted to cover, you basically like
covered everything. Because we were going to ask questions related to that.
Yeah,
But definitely, because I wanted to cover a couple of things which you will be having. But again, I'm sure that you will be having many things which I have missed from my end. So please.
Yeah. So then we can talk a little bit about. We actually had a question about your touring, when you were touring. All around India. We wanted to ask, like, what was your favorite place you traveled to?
Favorite place which I have traveled to was Mount Abu. Mount Abu. That's in Rajasthan. I had a that's a hill station. I had my first cousin also staying there. Her husband is a group commander for Air Force also there. So I had a very good stay, and the peculiarity which I have seen is that there is only 4 hairpins of to that hill station, and you can see multiple varieties of monkeys. I thought on the way I could see some Hanuman temples, so I thought, why this hairpins is always having Hanuman temples? So, and somewhere when I stopped, I could see beautiful flowers in a tree, and something like a fruit, small fruit. And I stopped the car and I was watching this place, and I could see that one fruit jumping from one tree to other tree. It was small monkey, just for the size of a ball, very small.
Oh, wow.
Monkey. So I went to my sister and I said that, see, this is something I have seen. So they took me to other places, and they show this is some peculiarity of this Mount Abu, that you have many species of monkeys here which the world doesn't know. So and one speciality which I have one situation which I have faced from there is that on the drive, see, Rajasthan, as you know, you don't find many, cool bars or something wherein you can buy water. So you took water in within.
So, yeah, I just took water. I was like, oh, you mentioned water. I took water.
So, and what happened was that I could see. We were thirsty. Whatever water which we had for all three of us got exhausted, and we were thirsty. We wanted water. We couldn't find any houses all around. And on the drive, we could see one big banyan tree, very big banyan tree. Maybe that would have been miles away from there, 3 or 4 miles, but the road was very straight. And beneath that banyan tree, when we went, it was a very small village town. And there was a lady sitting. I wish I could have shared that pictures also with you. So, because as time limitations, so there was a lady sitting, beneath that tree. And she had a mud pot. and full of water, and she keeps the water cold, wetting the mud beneath the pot. You understand? So, and and she will never allow anybody other than her family to touch that pot. Nobody should touch. That's one condition. And she gives this water free. And my caretaker and the car mechanic went outside and took water. She asked them why he is not coming to drink water. So they said he's not well. He can't walk. So she asked, why, what happened, and why, how is he driving? They said, this is the situation. This is what we are doing. So what she does is something like a motherly feeling, she came out, she took water in her hands, and she came very near to me, and she was trying to feed me. So I said, no, I'll drink water of my own, and I'll drink. And I drank, and she said, no, you should not finish off with one glass. You should minimum drink 3 glasses of water. I can't. I said, one glass was enough. It was like a small well itself, this whole glass. So, but she ensured that I'm drinking 3 glasses of water. And I said, what do you take in return? So she said, no, we don't take anything in return, but we ensured that we gave some, token of love to her. And while leaving, she gave us 3 toffees, which was locally made. She bought it from there from the money which we gave, and she gave us 3 toffees. That was something different, different experience which I had on the Mount Abu visit, apart from the place specifically which you asked for.
Yeah, you can send the pictures. Like, I'll tell Mega to edit it in the episode.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. Just send me.
That's such a sweet story. Oh my god, I think that was so nice hearing about that. I think we also had another questions talking about your journey. So. So you were driving in this modified vehicle. So, like, what did you have any other like difficulties going through, like, you know, delays, unexpected, you know, nothing. Incidents like weather or anything like that?
Or anything, nothing.
Yeah.
That was the one major thing which most of the friends and family, I should say, other than my mother, nobody was supporting me for this drive. Some of my friends was there. Wow. Other in my family, even my sister or my mother's family, nobody was supporting me for this drive, because they were concerned about my health. What is this guy doing? Because they don't know actually what is my physical condition. It's all of my mental strength that I am moving out. So and the vehicle was Maruti Celerio. So it was not a very strong vehicle. So they said this car will fly off when a big truck of Punjab moves very close to your vehicle. So I said, it's okay. But fortunately, I should say nothing happened. Nothing happened. And I recommended this vehicle to many, because it was not always the driver, the co-driver and the passenger was also having the same feeling which I was. I never felt any tiredness. I never had any. But yes, if you ask me, there were one situation, because on the drive, there was an ex-superintendent of police, Mr. Pradeep Kumar in Calicut. He was the controller of GPS. They had a control room, and they were monitoring the drive from Calicut. He will monitor for till 11:30 every day. I was supposed to stop the drive by 12, maximum up to 6, not more than that. So he'll start scolding me and shouting at me that you'll have to stop it. So it was while I was traveling from Agra to Lucknow. It was almost 368 kilometers in one stretch. It was a big, big road wherein the chief minister had made landed a MiG on the road, just to show the quality of the road. And I could reach there in 3.5 hours. That means 1 kilometer in 1 minute. That was on an average of 120 kilometers per hour. So that was the speed which I was taking. And and while driving, they asked me to put the car aside. There was a mud storm, or what do you call? What do you call that?
Sandstorm.
There was a sandstorm, passing by. So they said, they asked me to park the vehicle aside, and 10 minutes later, I could see the sandstorm, crossing me. That was the only situation, but nothing, there was no difficulty which I have faced for this all 63 days. And I have never allowed my car mechanic to touch the steering of my vehicle, because I will not allow, because I don't know what people say about that, because when other people drive the car, I feel unsafe, or I don't feel confident as if I am driving. So I feel that they are not that experienced as I am. That is the confidence which I had in driving. And I should say, I had never met with any accident in my life other than this major thing which I had. I never, even after driving since 2017, I never had a scratch on my car, even though I drive. So I feel that I drive safely rather than others drive.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask, like, how did you feel like going first time back into a car? Did you feel scared and nervous to be back inside, you know, a vehicle after the incident?
Good question. I should say that I was so happy. I never felt like that, because as you see, my habitat is like, I always live a normal life. I never feel like I'm sitting in wheelchair. To move around, I use my wheelchair. That's it. So stepping inside the car was like a normal thing for me. It is not the way I think that how difficult it is for me to step inside. I only think about how can I step inside. I somehow wanted to step inside the car and drive. So I never think about what all problems which I face. To fulfill my dream. That's what.
Wow, yeah, it must have been fun too, like, you know, because it's like all India trip, like driving. It must have been really fun as well.
Exactly. It was very fun. I should tell you, it was very fun. The only thing was that I places like Rajasthan, which I wanted, I have been to Rajasthan once, Kota, the place of Rani Padmini and Chittorgarh. I have been there. But in my drive also, I have been there. But I wanted to say, because that was all in 2003 for my when we were building our house, I went to take marble from there. So almost 15 years. It is not the eyes which we have seen in those days, right? Our eyes would be different. Whatever we see, we understand would be different. So I wanted to roam around. But unfortunately, most of the places were not wheelchair friendly. So never wanted my partners along with me to have a problem, because they were is accompanying me. So those things I missed. But yes, I wanted to drive alone. With somebody else other than this thing, without any, just not for any campaign or something. There are many places which I wanted to visit. I have never touched the northeast side of this place, India. So northeast is beautiful. Northeast is a beautiful place.
Yeah, there's so many places in India that I also want to travel to. Like, it's like really pretty. Like on TV, I see like those travel vlogs and stuff. It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful, Varsha. The thing is that it's only when you travel, you understand what is the culture all about. Because otherwise, I always say for people, see, some last time I was invited for a program. Therein, it was for the inauguration of Ayodhya temple, the stone laying function And we had a remembrance ceremony here, wherein I was also invited. But there I see that is nothing related to me. But what I could do is that I always say, there I said to the people that, see, don't see Ayodhya in TV. It is just 24 hours journey for you. Just take a ticket, travel to Ayodhya and see what is happening there. It is nothing. You always travel to Guruvayur. You always travel to some temples nearby. You only see things like that. You travel outside Kerala. You travel and you understand the culture outside. You think that people in Kerala are the best in India. You think that the service that you give, deliver to the people when you have visitors, you say, as in Malayalam, you say Aditya Maryada, right? So that is best in Kerala. No, it is not like that. You travel outside, you see, understand. This Santosh George Kulangara said, he was traveling to, he said, in Kazakhstan, there was a place wherein he traveled. So the same thing, topic which I was talking about. He traveled and he said that there he asked somebody for some food. In a restaurant, and the restaurant person said, see, the food has been closed, we don't have any food. And one lady who came to a restaurant for some work, she took this guy Santosh George Kulangara to her house, and she served him so well that he was so delighted. She grabbed his hands. That's what somebody who she doesn't know. And what he did was that he had a bowl full of basket full of fruits with him. So he gave that fruits to this lady. And amazingly, what happened was that when he came back to his car, he could find that there was two baskets of the local fruits which this lady had put inside his vehicle. So, and that made, he asked them, why did you do that? So she said, see, that was your culture to give me your Indian culture, to give us something for us as a gift. And this is our culture to gift back the double which you get from your guest. So this is like, see, you travel outside India and you see the culture of other natives across the kind of, see, when you I've seen have you I would suggest that you should travel to Gujarat and see, there was a well, 14-step well, Rani Ki Kuwa, it's said. It was actually completely demolished by one of the Mughal kings. And later on, some people, children who were playing cricket, found out something is beneath the ground. And they found some wall or something like that, and they started digging. They found it was a 14 feet well, and every floor had almost 40 rooms. And this is something amazing, and this is something I should say much, much better than Taj Mahal, I should say. There are many things.
Wow.
Many, many, many temples, many, many historic places which you would see. Because it's all this people who just project something. This is the only thing that we have in India. There are many things which you can find. Many, many things. Thousands of years old.
Yeah, that's amazing how, like, I just think traveling is something what Varsha and I want to do more often. Like, we live in the US, so like we want to travel. I want to travel all around the world more often. I think Varsha, you want to do too.
So
definitely one of our things on the bucket list. After, you know, after we go to college and stuff like that, we want to travel more.
Yes, this life is not enough to see something which is there in India itself. That's what this life is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to
go ahead.
Yeah, explore things in life, explore many things in life. The eyes which has been given to us is only to see the beauty of this world, because there is nothing that you have Because I was actually a soft skills trainer when I was working with Reliance. And every time I used to say that grab opportunities, and it will never come back in your life. And there was a story wherein once when a person, I'll take some more time of yours. There was a story wherein a person who had praying to God for such a long time, and the God appeared before him and he asked, what is the boon which you want? And he said, there is a flood coming in and I want the God to rescue me. So he said, okay, Tadastu, your boon has been granted. So yes, the flood came. The entire village was underwater, and his family went outside, and there was a big boat which was built by the village people. And their family got invited. This guy is mad and he's waiting for the God to come. And what happened was that the boat went near to him and told him that we have one more space inside this boat for you to get your life back. He said, you go away. I'll have the God coming to rescue me. He waited for the God. And after that, he could see one boat. I mean, a manless boat, which was which passed very close to him. He pushed it away, and after that he got a plank also which was floating close to him, which could have saved his life. After that, what happened was that fortunately, not unfortunately, lost his life, and he went up, and in before he was stepping to the heaven or hell, there was a person, Chitragupta. He asked, where do you want to go? So he said, see, I want the person who had promised me and said that he will save me when the flood comes. So yes, he called up the God and he asked him, see, who gave you the last chance to get inside the boat? Who gave you the manless boat? Who gave you the plank? So he said, see, yes, I understood. So he asked God, what is that which I have of my own? Do I have my soul for my own? He said, no, that is mine. And he asked, then what is that which I have? He said, I have given you some time to live in that beautiful world. You should explore it. You should not go behind money. You should not go behind sorrows. You should not go behind that. You live your life for today. That is why it is called present, right?
Live in the present, yeah.
That's
yeah,
why.
Exactly.
Yeah, present. That's yeah, why yeah. The word present comes from. That's why
yeah.
It's been gifted.
Yeah, that was a great way to put it. Thank you, Mr. Prajit, for those.
Yeah, that was a good way to put it.
Yeah, so like you also mentioned how you gave a painting to Mr. Narendra Modi, like the Prime Minister of India, like the painting of Krishna and Sudama, right? So like how long have you been doing art? And like I've also seen the mural, so it's like really beautiful. Like it's
yeah.
so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing it?
I mean, that painting?
In general. In general, like art, like...
Okay, as in art, I should say that I have not learned this painting or pencil sketch. But wherever I see, even for music, if you ask me, I loved it. But my parents didn't allow me to do that because that could affect my studies. So I still remember when I was in seventh standard, my music teacher was taking class for students outside in the playground. I mean, there was a space, big trees and shadowy spaces. And he was taking class for music. And what I did was that from in the drill parade, I used to go and listen to that, music which he had been, teaching them. And I still remember that Kirtana, that ragam, which he taught to the children that day. I still remember that. It was Varavina Mrutupani. I still remember that. Nobody taught me this ragams and all. But that was my, love for music and painting, which I had. So this thing which you really love from your heart, that will definitely be there for your lifetime. You don't want to be a, everybody may not be a big, because as you, I'll tell you, I'm not good in studies. I'm an average guy. Average guy, 50-60%, that was my, normal academic studies, even though I have completed my MBA. I don't know how I jumped into it, but I should say I was very good in extracurricular activities like singing, music, dramas, one act plays, many things. I was a champion from school and colleges and all. So, for as in case of students, I always, when I meet students, I will say that the parents should never underestimate. They should never compare students with others, because one or the other way, they will have some skills. Even now, I should tell you, whenever I take, people will ask me, see, Prajit is doing so-and-so activities. He would have been, he's a scholar by mind. He's reading so much of books. But actually, I read book, but only I read books which I love. I should say in my life, I have read only less than 10 books completely. I go all around the books, but I cannot concentrate. My mind will start running to something else. But if at all there is something, some clips of some traveling or movies or something like that, I'll go behind that. So, see, parents should be like, they should find the skills out of their children. And rather than, yes, academic qualifications can be acquired from the skills which they have. You know, if they are good in music, let them take a graduation in music. Let them be a star in music. That's what, see, even RPM is also looking for that, just like what is happening in Switzerland and Norway. So that is what I personally feel and I love.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that I think something we all should follow our passions. I think that's like definitely as like a career, like I think we're both there right now exploring what our passions are. We're going into college, so we're trying to figure out what we're passionate about. So definitely that's one thing we always tell everyone, to follow your passions.
That's what exactly I agree with that, Megha, because you know something, we think about many things in between. We always suppress many things which we love for. We compromise on many things. There are things which we think about people all around us. They are watching us. We think about money. We think about many things, many obligations. But actually what happens is that when you step forward for something which you love, you understand that the other things which you feel that is an obligation for you is not at all an obligation. It will the everything which you wish will follow you. That's what I have experienced.
Yeah, I really liked how the way you put that. Like, yeah, like I think that's like really important to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I think this is pretty much what all we have to cover. Did you have anything else you wanted to add on?
No, I wanted to introduce to ask me something about my family, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and tell you some about that. I stay in Calicut, India, and. I have my parents and I have a younger sister married and settled in Bangalore. She has two girls for us. We have less number of girls in our family. So she has contributed two for us. And the elder one is 11 and younger is 8, Nandana and Nainika. And the most supportive person and for me in my life is which I have a problem with my vertebrae and the spinal cord, that is my mother. And that I have understood that, see, it is not always, because normally she is an introvert person. She never comes in front of anybody. She never speaks to anybody. She is not confident for anything. But when it happens to her kid, it was something, there were many situations which I have faced, seen that I am a 65 weighed person, a kilo weighed person. And once it happened that I had to slip from, I didn't fall, but I slipped from my bed. It's an old bed, so antique models, and I slipped from there, and it was not possible for a normal person to lift me up back to the bed. But she did it. When she did it, I asked her, how could you make it? So she said, see, I don't know. It is not human, like humans do that. Even if you can see that this happens with animals also. If something happens to their kid, it is above what they have. So that is all about. And she is continuing doing that morally and physically. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very, very nice to hear about how your mom is like your role model for you. Someone very important for you. And I think that's very, yeah, very inspiring thing too. And before ending, we always do this one thing. Can you give one piece of advice to our listeners? Anything, one piece of advice to anyone?
The whole conversation which we had, I would urge everybody to pick points out of it rather than, giving one point of advice that you should do that, you should do this. But I always urge from my personal experience that never give up in life. And that's all you can just Google and find out. Yes, you can find beautiful words out of it. But I'm saying out of the personal, you should consider my voice modulation also, that never give up in your life and always give a try for anything which you feel that you can't. Just giving a try will give you some results. It's because people in the world just go down for simple problems. They find themselves down when their partner gets bigger good marks rather than them. And if it's for kids, and we are concerned about our neighbors, what they bought a new car, they have their house is bigger than us. And their husband or wife is having a better job than us. This is nothing. Tomorrow, you think about something, you have been transferred to somewhere in a place that there is no neighbors for you. You are all alone. What will happen? Because for you, actually, it's only you in life. There is nobody else. If there is a pain, it's only you will have to suffer. If there is something blissful, you are fortunate to enjoy that. So I'm not saying that you should be selfish in life. Do everything which you feel, can bring happiness for you, which you feel that this is good for me, this is good for my society. Don't do anything for the sake of showing somebody else. Showing for the society. It can be a pencil. It can be a one glass of Coca-Cola, which you can give somebody or share something. So build up relationship. Keep up the relationship within your family and friends. Spend some time. Have some food with them. Invite for dinner sometime. This small moments is what has been gifted in our life. That is how we feel happy. Because tomorrow, if there is a situation that we are isolated, these are the things which we can, which is there for us to remember. There is nothing other than. Otherwise, what happens is that every day morning, we pack up, we brush up, we dress, we perfume ourselves, we go to the office, we come back. As in for schools, we do the daily activities, but nothing other than that. So do something which you feel something is graceful for you and bring happiness for us.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with whatever you said. And the never giving up, I think that gave us both a whole new meaning after hearing your story. And then, like, you know, we understand, okay, you should never give up because, like, you know, we can see like there are benefits, like even if it's the hardest, always try your best and go through. And I think that was really good advice. Varsha, you can go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, like, I think never give up is like a really good motto to follow throughout your life. And as you said, Mr. Prajit, like, you know, life is short and you should, you know, enjoy every single moment and like spend time with them, because like you never know like when it's too late. Because sometimes, like, I've seen movies and, you know, heard stories about, like, you know, I didn't get to meet my grandparents that one day, like, I, if I could only spend that just maybe a few minutes time before, like, you know, they passed away, and like they feel bad. So I feel like, you know, life is like that, and, you know, it's short, and you should savor each and every moment.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, thank you so much, Mr. Prajit, for joining. I honestly was really speechless throughout the entire conversation. And yeah, it was really inspiring to hear your story, like, mm-hmm. going from, it all started from like car crash, and look where you're now, like, you're really successful, you know, and the amazing human being you are.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to me this
person. Yeah, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you coming on. I know we took a lot of your time today, but like we...
No. The thing is that I'm so happy that I could spend so much of time with you. And it's not so much, actually speaking, if you ask me, see, I get demotivated when I don't speak to somebody else or I don't see somebody else in a day. So I want somebody to speak up always. And if I get motivated if I speak to somebody, if I get demotivated if I don't see someone in a day. So I always like to spend enough and more time for anything which I love.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we really appreciate you coming up. It was a really great episode to learn more about your story. So thank you once again.
And make sure to check in the link in the bio for about more about his organization called Marga, right?
We will link everything down below. So please go check that out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega
signing off.